Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Maggie Helgeland, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. When I studied in Rome during my sophomore year of college, on the Tuesday of Holy Week, we were out in the city for class, and one of my professors stopped when we were in the midst of this huge olive grove, and he said, "Someone you know prayed in an olive grove just like this one on the night he was arrested." For me, during Holy Week, particularly when we get to the end of the week, everything always feels kind of eerie, heavy, still, just because of the gravity of everything that we remember during Holy Week. And so I remember just getting goosebumps as he said that to us and thinking, oh my gosh, like, yeah, this isn't the olive grove that he prayed in, but it was one similar. And so we're just sitting there just trying to take that in and then moving on into the rest of class that was totally unrelated. And it's kind of striking to me that we live in this world too, where Holy Week is of great significance to so many, but not to so many others. So we're still expected to go about our days, go about normal daily life, which in a sense, the Lord and his apostles did as well. They were going about the normal things they would have done for the Feast of the Passover, right? Like, we see this preparation for it, all of this stuff. And we see even in today's gospel that Christ was dining with his apostles. But then he has to break the news to them. And he says, "One of you will betray me." And Peter and John have this whole exchange to try and figure out who it is. And John eventually asks Jesus, and then it's identified as Judas. And Jesus just looks at Judas and says, "Whatever you're going to do, do quickly." And so even in that, it just kind of takes your breath away of just the intensity of it. And you imagine what our Lord must have been feeling as he was preparing that whole week, knowing that he was going to be put to death. And so when we're going about this week, I think it's an interesting week because, like I said, so many of us, we have to keep doing our normal weekly duties. Like, we have all of these things that we still have to do that we would have to do any other week. We can't just like put the week on hold to really fully enter into Holy Week. And so, but this is cause for us to think about how can we enter into it despite our circumstances? How can we reflect on the significance of this week? How can we spend more time with our Lord? One of the beautiful traditions in Rome during Holy Week is a lot of the churches there will open up, and they have, so you know how after Holy Thursday Mass in most places, they take the remainder of the consecrated hosts from the main chapel, the main sanctuary, and they move it off to a side chapel in a different tabernacle. And in Rome, they do a similar thing, but for that side chapel, that side tabernacle, they decorate it with all of these candles and flowers and beautiful tapestries and some statues. It just kind of depends on the church what they have as a tradition there, but it's absolutely beautiful. But you're going around to these different churches at night. And so really the only light is you have like the street lights and the lights of the candles in the church, and that's it. And you go to each church and you don't spend a significant amount of time in there, but you stop in and you pray for a little bit, maybe for a specific intention, and then you leave and move on to the next church. But the idea is to keep Jesus company throughout his time in agony, his time in the garden, all of that. And so I think that can be translated into our lives this Holy Week. We might not be able to go on this little church tour in our town where we are. We may not be able to spend significant amounts of time in a physical church praying due to just, like I said, other things that are going on that don't stop because it's Holy Week. But we should receive this challenge to keep Jesus company, to do with him what his apostles failed to on the night that he was arrested. And so this week, let's find some time to be intentional. Intentionally entering into Holy Week, intentionally spending time with our Lord and keeping him company as he enters into his passion, that we may enter into that passion with him as he always does for us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, give us the strength and the discipline to remain vigilant with you this week. Help us to more fully and more intentionally enter in to your passion. Allow us to walk with you from the garden to Calvary. And help us to never lose sight of the great love that you showed us by your death on the cross, and the constant love that you continue to show us every single moment of our lives. Jesus, we love you. Help us to love you more. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.